Good morning. I'm Mikey Oreta. Here are the top pandemic-related stories this hour on AMC. The World Health Organization is monitoring a new coronavirus variant first identified in Colombia last January, called the Mu variant, which is now the predominant strain in that South American nation. Health official Marcela Mercado says that this variant was responsible for Colombia's deadly third wave of infections between April and June, wherein up to 700 people died daily. She adds that the Mu variant, which has already been detected in over 43 countries, has shown high transmissibility. The World Health Organization officially declared Mu a variant of interest last Tuesday. Meanwhile, Philippine health officials are closely monitoring this new variant. They say, however, that no cases of the Mu strain have been detected so far in the country. Abu Dhabi lifts its quarantine requirement for vaccinated tourists as the United Arab Emirates recorded zero COVID-19 deaths for the first time since November. Vaccinated travelers with negative COVID-19 test results no longer need to quarantine upon arrival. An RT-PCR test, however, must be carried out 48 hours prior to their departure. Last Monday, the UAE resumed issuing visas to all fully vaccinated tourists in a bid to restart their tourism. Although life in the UAE has largely returned to normal, they still retain strict rules on the use of face masks and on social distancing. Now, the Philippines' vaccine expert panel will decide next week whether or not the country needs booster shots to curb COVID-19. Dr. Nina Gloriani says they're looking for the best possible solution to protect the country's healthcare workers amid a scarcity in vaccine supplies. Elsewhere in Asia, in Thailand, booster shots have already been given to medical frontline workers there, fully vaccinated with China's Sinovac drug.
Tuloy-tuloy naman yung aming pag-uusap, pero you know, marami kasing kinoconsider, no? Yung breakthrough infections sa healthcare workers. Pero siguro masasabi ko ay ito nangyayari sa lahat ng mga bakuna, hindi lang sa isang bakuna.
On Thursday, Vaccine Chief Carlito Galvez Jr. said that the government was already in talks with four different drug manufacturers for possibly acquiring booster shots. They say that they will procure these booster shots once they get the go signal from local experts. If approved, these booster shots will be initially allocated to the country's medical frontliners. In other news, President Rodrigo Duterte again tells the Senate to stop investigating government projects. This amid the Senate's ongoing probe into the health department's spending for its pandemic response initiatives, earlier flagged by the state's auditors. That investigation is centered on a multi-billion peso deal involving overpriced personal protective equipment from an ill-funded company whose executives are allegedly wanted in Taiwan. However, in a taped speech that aired Thursday night, President Duterte maintained that there was nothing wrong with that deal.
With the purchases of masks overpriced, yun ang tanong. Ang sagot is no, they are not. Do not tayong mga lahat, Senate, do not investigate programs which are ongoing. You will derail it. You will delay it by your incessant penchant for investigating government offices. Kayo yung palaging nag-iimbestiga. I hope that someday we will have also a time to question your actuations. And we will start with you. Hindi naman kay lahat dyan malinis.
Meanwhile, President Duterte again commended Health Secretary Francisco Duque for his handling of the pandemic. This despite all the controversies hounding the health department, the rising number of COVID-19 infections, and the daily protests of the country's healthcare workers who have yet to receive the COVID-19 benefits promised to them by the government.
The Philippines has breached the 12 million mark in COVID cases. 2 million mark. However, ang consuelo natin is that 1.8 million of these have recovered So meron na lang 200 na wala. And that is a very good reflection of what our health people are doing. And I would like also to commend Secretary Duque for that.
And those were the top stories this hour. I'm Mikey Orata. Please stay safe and keep it here on ANC, CBS-CBN News Channel.